From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Luis Hernandez. There are a lot of endangered species in South Florida, especially in the Florida Keys. WLRN's Nancy Klinger tells us about how people there are getting together to protect a rat.
On a Tuesday morning of the holiday week, a surprising number of people show up in North Key Largo to build nests for rats.
We've got 26 people in total today.
It's the Key Largo wood rat. It's something that's our own.
Jeremy Dixon is the manager of Crocodile Lake National Wildlife Refuge on North Key Largo. So it's his job to care about the Key Largo wood rat. It's an endangered species. Besides, he says, it's not really a rat. It's more closely related to a mouse. They're about the size of a small squirrel, and they're cute. Dixon really admires these creatures.
Once you see one of these stick nests in the wild, you really start to appreciate how they're not so different than us. They're industrious, you know. They care about raising their families. They're making these impenetrable structures that should keep away native predators. Unfortunately, they don't keep away the non-native ones.
Feral cats, and most recently, the prospect of pythons making their way from the Everglades into North Key Largo. In August, python hatchlings were found on the island. That means the snakes could be breeding here. So the idea is to give the rats a hand by providing homes, or at least starter homes. It's a pretty simple construction project. You take a half tube of plastic pipe, put it next to a tree, then cover it with coral rocks and sticks. That makes it look like a real wood rat nest. The hope is they'll recognize it, move in, and add on, and maybe even recover some of their original home range. Dixon says the rats are a keystone species for this area.
When they're creating these nests, you think of them as, you know, some of the world's first composters. They're creating all this composting material that's actually superb for our tropical hardwood hammock.
Altogether, people have built almost 1,000 rat nests in North Key Largo, though it's taken them a while to get to the current building plans. Dixon describes some of the early methods to Christine Ogura, who just joined the refuge staff.
They first tried using jet skis.
Jet skis?
Jet skis, because the only place where they used to see wood rats were underneath old boats that were thrown out in the hammock here.
Mm-hmm.
So there was something about that size they thought was needed.
Right.
But it's a pain to drag old jet skis into the woods. The method they're using now allows them to build a lot more nests a lot faster. This is the first time building rat nests for Alexandra Cabanelis. She's a junior at Nova Southeastern University and drove down from Fort Lauderdale to spend the day dropping rocks and sticks onto the plastic tubes.
Since I'm a vegetarian, the first thing that I like is that they're herbivores.
She's studying marine biology, but says she now has a new appreciation for these little rodents.
You know, they're not that big in how they carry rocks and sticks for meters.
These nests are in an area where rats have disappeared over the last few years. In about a year, the refuge staff will check in again to see if the rats have moved back. By giving them places to live and limiting exotic predators like feral cats and pythons, the hope is to help the Key Largo wood rats hang in there on the island that shares their name.
It's our species up here, and you know, through thousands of years of evolution, it's brought it to this place, and I think we have a duty to take care of it.
I'm Nancy Klinger in North Key Largo.
And this is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Luis Hernandez.